From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is about why and how people are to have confidence in God. Confidence begins with recognizing God's love. Out of love, He created man to have a relationship with Him, to walk with Him, and to rely upon Him. But after the fall, sin entered the world, separating a righteous God from unrighteous people. Things changed, but God's love did not change. God's love provided the plan of redemption. Because of how deeply He loves us, we can place our confidence in Him.
Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventures, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Hello.
Greetings.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Well, it's good to see y'all tonight. And I think we're going to talk about, in this episode, we're going to talk about being confident in the Lord.
Oh, sounds like a great subject.
Yes. I think we all need that.
Why, absolutely.
You know what I thought of as one of our old hymns that said, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
Now, Mary, you're going to get them started on those hymns again.
I know.
Come on now.
I was just poking the bear.
Don't poke too much. How great is our God. Mm-hmm. Great is thy faithfulness. We can roll.
That's right. He's amazing.
A lot of lives have been... been a foundation for a lot of lives.
That's true.
Thank God for them good old hymns.
Absolutely. As I was studying, I was looking in Psalms 27:3. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You know, just having that confidence in the Lord, that He's going to get us through, that
yes.
He is going to pull you through whatever hard times are coming or you're stuck in right now, whatever valley. You know, just having the confidence and the trust and the belief that He's going to take care of us is...
Well, I think this podcast tonight, I think it will help us to show that God is reliable.
Yes, He
and
is.
And I think that's the objective that I want to show tonight, that we can be confident in our God.
Yes, we can.
Confident in his love, mm-hmm. in his word tonight, and God will show himself strong.
Yes.
On behalf of those that look to him.
Yes.
And he will show himself as getting us through. And right. So I looked at the one in Psalms 20 to just kind of get my two cents in here. In Psalms the 20th chapter in verse 7, it says, some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we as Christians, we as God's people, we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
Amen.
What a name.
Mm-hmm.
What a name He's given us of Jehovah Jireh. And,
yes.
You know, and it says, they are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright.
That's right.
That's the God
yes.
I serve.
Yes.
That's the God I serve tonight. That you talk about going through the valleys or being cast down. We serve a God who will rise us up, who will raise us up, and mm-hmm. and we can stand upright. Verse 9 says, save, Lord, let the King, we're not talking about just some pot here. We're talking about the King of Kings and
yes.
Lord of Lords. Let the King hear us when we call.
Wow.
That's powerful
that
stuff.
That is powerful.
That is powerful stuff. So I'm not going to put my faith in horses and chariots.
No, me
when
neither.
When I got a king.
That's right.
When I got a ruler who's going to deliver me.
Exactly.
Praise God.
Why would we? Why would we not have faith in him? Why would we not have confidence in him when we look at all of the things that he has brought people through? If you know, go back to the beginning. You know, I mean, if you look at David's life, And the things that David went through, Moses, Daniel, Samson, Joshua, those are just a few
right.
that faced crazy circumstances, made no sense, but they did not waver and they did not fear. They stepped out in confidence in what the Lord was telling them to
and
do.
And they made the faith chapter.
They did. They absolutely did.
They made the faith
yes.
chapter. And so we can take confidence because he said we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
Yes.
This says God was faithful.
Yes.
That we trusted God and he proved true.
He proved it, yes.
He proved himself true to that. You know, I think the danger side would be the contrast. You know, we talk about what is confidence. Well, it's trust. It's reliance.
Yes.
It's having a certainty in God.
Yes.
That he will do what he says he will do. But I think the contrast out of that is when we say, well, I've got self-confidence
mm-hmm.
or I've got self-reliance or self-assurance or I have faith in myself. those can become dangerous and detrimental to our walk with God.
Well, absolutely.
Because it says we don't need you.
No.
We got this.
You know, in Proverbs 14:16, it says, "A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident." That's the self-confidence that you're talking about.
That's it right there.
And then if you go over to 14:26 and 27, it says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." Amen. So that's the confidence you have in the Lord.
Yes. We can either act as the fool.
Yes.
Or we can act as the one who said, "Lord, I'm going to trust you."
Yeah, exactly. That's where I want to be.
That's where I want. Yeah, absolutely. Because if you're acting as the fool, it's going to become detrimental to our walk with God.
Yes.
We're going to withdraw or separate ourselves from God, saying we just don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
And woo, that's going to harm.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I look back at Psalms 91.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say that Moses wrote this. What you're talking about, the patriarchs of past, faith men of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty."
That's one of my favorites, right there.
That's where I want to abide.
Me too.
I want to abide with my King, and I want to abide with the Almighty. Verse 2. "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God." Watch this. "And in Him will I trust." That's it right there.
That's right.
That's where we'll place my confidence.
Right.
Is a God who's proven true.
Right.
You know, and we find that through God's written word, that He has proven Himself through fourth man in the fire.
He sure has.
You know, through the storms of Elijah and Elisha, the miracles that they performed.
Yes.
God showed up.
He did.
He showed up in that.
And you know, it never says that they feared. It doesn't, just did it. They just did whatever, you know, when He's told, you know, march around the walls of Jericho 7 times.
Absolutely.
You know, their faith didn't waver. They just did it. They did what was asked of them.
Well, you know, when we talk about confidence,
mm-hmm.
you know, I thought of that. Well, how do we develop that confidence?
Right.
Well, first thing you do is look at Romans 10:17.
Mm-hmm.
Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a starting point. But how does a young Christian, how does a new believer, how do we start developing this confidence to move them from point A to point B?
Mm-hmm.
How do we transition us to be people? Well, we've got to look at to being obedient to God, being obedient to His word. You know, if you look in James, the first chapter, let's turn over here, James chapter 1, verse 22. Let me get my Bible. James 1 and 22 says, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only."
Yes.
Well, it's good for us to hear the faith,
mm-hmm.
but we've got to start relying on the faith and acting on the faith. And when we start acting on the faith, God will bring us confidence in that. He brings us victories, and blessings will follow that as well. When we start seeing this, when we start becoming doers of the word, and that God wants us to win.
Yes.
God wants the person that's listening to overcome, and God wants the person to succeed.
Yes.
God's not against us.
No.
God is for us, but it takes us moving from a place from faith to faith.
Faith. That's
from
right.
faith to faith. So when we have the faith to act, then the actions that we take only increase our faith. So that's what he was saying right here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Become doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer."
Wow.
So we want our audience to become doers of the word. There's three things that whenever I put my messages together, I got this note right beside my desk, and I try to follow this pattern. And number one is interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So that is for a person to listen.
Right.
Number two, observation.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the people to see the word. I want them to listen, hear the word, and I want them to see the word. And number three is application. Not only do I want them to see it, hear it, but I want them to apply it.
Right.
And that's the, kind of the formula that I use on all my sermons. Okay, I want to take people from just a listening audience to a doing audience.
Right.
So when we look at this, what James is doing, I mean, this James was the pastor of the church in Jerusalem. So he was a pastor. So he's telling his audience the same thing. If you be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or in a mirror. For if he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he is. We have a short-term memory when we look at her. We forget what we look like.
Uh-huh.
He said, but whoso looketh into the, what, perfect law of liberty. Watch this. Here's the key. And continueth therein. Right there.
Wow.
That starts building your confidence as being obedient to God.
Mm-hmm.
Going from faith to faith. We're being a continuing in what we know. We're building on that. And he said, but he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Wow.
That's it.
That's what we got to do.
So if you want to develop your confidence, let your faith start acting on what you know.
Right.
Start applying it to your everyday life. And when you start serving God's word, when we start seeing God's word fulfilling us, we start coming to pass, coming to fruition, coming true.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to stir your faith to a new level.
Yeah, that's very true.
You're going to want to be obedient.
Oh, yes.
And say, wow, that worked for me.
It does, and it just changes your everyday walk.
It does.
Your regular walk in life changes.
When you see it work for yourself,
mm-hmm.
Well, the preacher didn't say this, the teacher didn't say this. When you see it working for yourself, that's when it starts building up inside
of you.
Then
it starts being real.
That's it.
To you.
That's it.
You can hear. You can listen to people all day long, but until you start doing and you start seeing and you start, you know, applying these things to your life, you know, that's one of the things you said, pray with honesty.
Yeah.
You know, you when you're praying and you're, you know, God knows everything.
Yeah.
So be honest with him about it.
I think that's very important when you have a gut level honesty with God. You're putting it all out there because he knows it anyway.
Right.
But when you're praying with a level of being honest with ourselves, saying, Lord, I'm just going to put it all on the line, I'll put it all out there, you know, that's where God wants to meet our emotions,
Absolutely.
To meet our needs right there. You know this today, audience. God is a safe place.
Yes.
We see these signs on fire departments. We see them on churches. We see them on hospitals. But God is our safe place.
Yes.
That we can go to him in confidence, because no matter how little or how large what we think our problems is or how mediocre they may be, God is interested in hearing about our day.
Absolutely.
God, he's interested in us.
He created us for that.
He's interested in us. And so if we're going to talk to God, let's be completely honest.
Yes.
Completely honest with him. You know, and let him explain to us why the purpose, why we're going through this, or, you know, say, God, I don't understand this, but help me, Lord. You know, it's a simple prayer, but sometimes we can get frustrated. We don't know what we're frustrated about.
That's right.
You know, but when you get God and you get God working with us and praying a level of honesty, God will be honest with us.
Yes. You know, there's times I've prayed, you know, Lord, I don't know why you want me to do that, and I don't want to, but I will.
Yeah,
I'll be obedient and do what you want me to do, but I may not want to.
I think mine is like, God, okay, if I don't understand it, give me the grace to accept it.
Right, right.
And I think that's, I may not understand everything, but Lord, like Paul, give me the grace to accept it.
Yes.
And he will.
And that's just being real.
It is.
And honest with yourself.
It is. It is. And that comes by developing confidence in God.
Yes, it does.
It's knowing that we can have an obedience with God. We can pray with honesty in God. You know, I think some people struggle, well, where do you place your confidence in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some people place it in our circumstances. You can say, well, the circumstances will get better, or circumstances are going to change, or, well, as long as I'm in control,
Right.
It'll all work out. Well, that's not always the case.
No, it's not.
It's not always the case.
No.
It's always going to be the same. Some people put their confidence in money.
Money, yeah.
And some people put their money in achievements or accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some put their confidence in people.
Right.
Well, people's going to let you down.
Every time.
People will let you down.
Yes.
Some people say, well, I just need a vacation. I just need a trip. Mm-hmm. I just need a new toy.
Right.
Boy, if I just had a house on the lake, if I just had a boat, or if I had a new four-wheeler.
It's always something.
Oh, yeah. Pleasure.
Yes.
They're putting.
Yes. That's flesh.
That is all temporary. Mm-hmm. There's nothing stable about that.
No.
It just brings more instability to a person's life.
Well, all those things will pass away.
They will.
New toy won't be new very long.
It doesn't have a foundation.
No.
But God has. But yes, God is our foundation.
It's a strong tower.
I can look in, where's that, Psalms 16th chapter, I believe it is. Such a beautiful scripture here. Psalms the 16th chapter in verses 1 and 2. I like the first word. In my Bible, it's the word preserve. Every letter is capitalized.
Yes.
I mean, like he said, like, take notice.
Right.
Take notice of this. Preserve me.
Yes.
David is crying out. He said, Lord, preserve me. I'm putting my confidence in you. And I'm asking you to preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. Now, what a powerful,
yes.
It sparks a desire in us. And verse 2 says, O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, thou art my goodness. Extendeth not to thee. What he's saying is there's nothing apart from thee.
Right.
So God sees everything. Mm-hmm. Well, when you read on down here, a little bit lower here, down in verse 5, he said, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. You uphold me. Verse 6 says, the lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places, pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. He said, I have a heritage. So what God is saying tonight is God will lead us to those pleasant places. God will guide us, and God will reveal the next step he's called me to take.
Yes.
He has called me, so therefore I'm going to be confident in his direction for him to lead me to those pleasant places. David said in Psalm the 23rd chapter, he leads me beside the still waters.
Yes.
So here he used the term pleasant places. There's places that we know not of, but God does.
Yes.
God, my Lord.
Yes.
God knows where these pleasant places are. And he said, that's where I want to lead my people.
Right.
I want to lead my people to these pleasant places. It's here that I want to speak to them. I want to help them here. And so we see this here. God, you know, just for reference, if somebody wants to write these down, Acts 17:24 and Psalms 119:105, very familiar text there. But even Hosea, the 11th chapter, verse 4, God will put people in our lives to point us to God.
Yes, he will.
So that is exciting. Yeah. So when we're trusting in God, God has ways that we know not of. And he's got, thank God for the Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us directly, because the Holy Spirit does the will of the Father, and he's revealing to us what the Holy Spirit knows, what the Father knows.
Right.
So us, we're saying, Lord, lead me to the pleasant place. He said, okay, I may use people to maneuver you there.
Mm-hmm.
I may lead things or situations, but I'll get you there.
Right.
That's confidence in my God.
Absolutely.
He's not going to abandon me. He's not going to let me read a little bit further, and I'll start. Let you go back to. I don't mean take you away from, but I just.
No, go ahead.
He said, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel.
Yes.
That's it. God's given us words of wisdom and direction here. He says, my reins also instruct me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me. That is so important right there. Because he's saying that I'm going to trust in God.
Right.
I'm going to trust in God because we can lose focus and get our focus on us, ourself, we can get our focus on the material things.
Yes.
That's why we're talking about that a while ago. But as long as we say, I have set the Lord always, the word always, mm-hmm. before me, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Well, there's going to be some things in life that's going to be confidence killers.
Yes.
Sometimes that's referred to as joy suckers.
Yes.
But there's going to be things in our life that's really going to test our confidence. And if mm-hmm. we're not careful, because we have misfocused, they're going to become confidence killers.
Yes.
That's some dangerous stuff.
It really is, because, the one thing that I think of in a lot of people is grief. And, I mean, I've been there myself, questioning God and,
Sure.
And you kind of go through an angry stage and you go through these things. But you just have to remember, He's going to give you your strength to get you through these things. And if you will just rely on him and you will just trust in him, boy, it's a lot better outcome than when we try to do it ourselves.
It really is. I'm around people all the time, different ages of people. Mm-hmm. And I find that some people are battle insecurities mm-hmm. in their life. And that, we don't understand what a person goes through, but those can be harmful.
Yes.
They're experiencing rejection.
Right.
People want to be liked.
Right.
People want to be talked to.
Mm-hmm.
People want to be included.
Very much.
But when you're walking around and you feel rejected, or you feel you got insecurities in your life, you feel like you're not fitting in, you're not making the team, you're not the best athlete on the team, or you don't look the same, you don't right. talk the same, you don't perform the same. Well, those can wear on you.
Yeah.
But what you find is we're looking for approval from the people that's around us.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for approval from friends, or we're looking for approval
acceptance.
From acceptance. Mm-hmm. I'll even say this, go to the point of this, from the workplace, even in the church, mm-hmm. there's people that's looking to be accepted
yes.
in a church.
That's right.
And if they feel rejected, or if they feel they're not wanted, they're probably not going to go.
Right.
They say, nobody likes, I'm not going to fit in over there.
I don't feel comfortable there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people those are real feelings.
Yes,
those are really emotions
really
that people are dealing with. But what I'd like to say is this right here, let's not focus on ourselves, but let's focus on God and his strength. Let's focus on
totally.
God and his abilities.
Yes.
Let's focus on God and his qualities, what he brings and adds to our life.
Yes.
He's the one that gives us value.
Yes.
He's the
God.
One that
he is.
He's the one that gives us worth.
Yes.
Praise God.
And he didn't have to, but he does.
But he does.
He loves us.
That's the value of
he loves you people.
Yeah. Yes. Say it again.
He loves you people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
So I think these are helpful things tonight that we've discussed some of these in here, it's not focusing on what's temporary or superficial items or things in our life, because they're going to vanish. They're going to pass away. But God said, I'll never leave you.
Never.
I'll never forsake
you. That's right.
We can hold on to him tonight and, trust in the God that we will then. So, and I think on my part, lastly tonight, I'd just like to say, confidence is something you build daily.
Right. It's built over time.
Yes.
Yes.
It's just like one brick at a time. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to say this new technology time, one Lego at a time.
There you go.
One Lego at a time.
Well, don't leave them on the floor, though. They hurt.
but you can take one Lego, start adding to it. You can develop a whole Titanic ship.
That's right.
You can develop great things in him. And, there's a terminology. You probably can't find this word in the dictionary.
Uh-oh.
But it's called good old-fashioned stick-to-itiveness. Stick-to-itiveness.
Probably won't find it.
But if you're going to grow in confidence,
yes.
you've got to stick with God.
Absolutely.
You've got to stay with God. You've got to stay in his word. You've got to ask for God to help you and to strengthen you. You've got to I found this. People want to help people.
Yes.
People want to help people mm-hmm. succeed. And
I think
so God will bring those people into our lives that wants us to succeed,
yes.
that wants to bless us. And God brings them people around us to show us, because God's got your back.
Absolutely.
God's got your back tonight, and know that God loves you. And last but not least, never give up on God.
That's right. Never, hold on.
Never give up on God. Stay with Him, and He will encourage you. He will bless you, and you will see God move mightily in your life, and your confidence will grow.
Amen. It's been good.
Oh, it's been a great subject.
Would you like to pray for the people?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Father, we just thank You today, Lord, that You are a confidence builder. Lord, but we know there's things in our life and circumstances that, Lord, that likes to destroy that confidence, that likes to be confidence killers. But Father, I pray tonight, Lord, that You will take this word that we've looked into, the scriptures tonight, Lord, that You will build people's lives, Lord, with a foundation, Lord, that You'll begin to build on them with a strength and a purpose in their life, Lord, a sense of value, a sense of, because, Lord, our audience is valuable. Lord, they are worthy tonight. And Father, I just pronounce a blessing, Lord, upon them in their walk with You tonight. God, that their confidence will soar in You. Father, we thank You for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that is uplifting, is encouraging every listener tonight. Lord, that You will bless them bountifully, that they will succeed, that they will overcome. Father, we just rejoice in Your word tonight, God. Lord, rejoice in You. Father, we thank You for what You're going to do. Lord, we want to hear good reports, Lord, of how people's lives have been tremendously affected through this podcast tonight. Lord, we love You. Thank You for loving us, loving our audience tonight. Lord, we know that You've got our back, Lord, and You're here to keep. We know that You love us, Lord, and we're not going to give up, but we're going to keep fighting the good fight of faith. Father, we thank You, and we pronounce this gracious blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we've come to the end of our podcast tonight, but I just want to tell everyone, just hold on. Hold on to the Lord, and your confidence will grow.
Yes,
your knowledge and wisdom will grow. Just hold on to Him. He's going to get us through this. Well, thanks for listening to the Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.